Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner is still upset because he imagines his dog, Old Blue, will be recruited for military service. Last night he tried to talk Lum into letting the dog be a guest at the Golden Era Discussion Club meeting, and he might have succeeded, but Elizabeth came home and chased the dog out of the parlor. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Mouthy busy in the Jot'em Down store and library.
Hey, Mousy, what's this letter here?
What letter's that, Lum?
I don't know. Some youngin' must have started it and left it laying on the library table here.
Oh, well, I never noticed it, I don't guess.
I wish you'd keep a closer eye on things, Mousy. I don't mind the youngins coming in here to buy candy and stuff, and it's all right if they want to read some books in our library. But I don't want them playing around in the store or using up our paper and ink to write their personal letters on.
Yes, sir, well, I'll watch that, Lum.
Good.
I don't remember seeing any kids come in the store this morning at all, old Lum. Are you sure that that was some kid that wrote that letter?
I'm not sure. Look at the handwriting there.
Yes,
can hardly read it.
Oh.
Just listen to what it says. Dear sirs, I am 13 years old. I am in good health, except for one bad ear. I am... And that's all the further he got.
Well, sir, that might be little Ollie Ziegler, Lum. He's about 13.
Yeah, might be. I don't think he's got nothing wrong with his ears, though.
No, sir, I didn't know about it. Wait a minute, there comes Abner back from the deliveries. He might know who it was.
Yeah, well, it ain't awfully important, so I just wanted to call your attention to it.
Yes, sir, well, I'll watch it, Lum.
Yeah, better go back in the feed room and finish making the prices on them canned goods that just come in.
Yes, sir.
Well, you're back early, Abner.
Uh-huh.
How is it? Pretty hot outside today?
Oh, it ain't so bad in the shade, I don't reckon.
By the way, Abner, was Ollie Ziegler in the store this morning any time?
Ollie Ziegler?
Yeah.
I never seen him. Why?
Oh, nothing. Some youngin' was in here using up our regular store paper to write a letter on, so I figured it might have been him. The letter started out, I'm 13 year old, and I...
Wait a minute, what'd you do with that letter, Lum?
I throwed it in the wastebasket. Why?
Well, get it out again. Ollie never wrote that, I did.
You did?
Yes, sir. I dog it. I hope you never got it all wrinkled up, Lum.
Well, just a second here. What would you be writing a letter like that for? You ain't 13-year-old.
Well, no, but Old Blue is.
Old Blue?
Yeah, dog it. Here it is right here. I believe I can smooth it out good enough. Look at that.
Wait a minute, Abner. Has this letter got something to do with that silly idea of yours about your dog getting drafted?
Yeah, Charlie Redfield brought me over an ad from a magazine telling what you're supposed to do.
What you're supposed to do?
Yeah, it says something about... Oh, wait a minute, I got it here in my pocket. I'll show it to
you.
Well,
don't bother to get it out. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing about Old Blue.
Here it is. To register a dog for duty, write to the following address. And it gives the address right there, see?
Yeah, I can see it.
Of course, Old Blue can't write to him himself, so I'm doing it for him. And I don't believe they'll ever know the difference. Do you think they will?
Well, I'll say one thing. When they see that handwriting of yours, they'll know it weren't no human that wrote it.
Well, good for me, huh?
Look, Abner, in the first place, the Army don't want no hounds like Old Blue. In the second place, that ad don't mean the dog's supposed to write the letter itself. It means the owner's supposed to write it.
It don't say nothing about the owner there.
Well, it don't have to come right out flat-footed and say owner. It's plain enough without it.
Yeah, you might be right, Lorna. Just rather not take no chances. I don't want to do nothing that might keep Old Blue from getting in.
From getting in?
Yeah.
I thought you didn't want him to get in.
Well, I don't, Lum.
You've been moaning around here for the last 2 days, feeling sorrowful because you feared he's going to leave you.
I know it, but then I got to thinking about this, Lum. Studied about it all night long, couldn't hardly sleep at all. And I got to figuring it this way. Now, Old Blue is just as patriotic as there one dog in this whole country. And I know if he seen all the other dogs going in the Army and he had to stay home, he'd feel awful bad about it.
Sassy Fred.
Well, he would, Lum. He gets ashamed of himself. He'd more like a crawl behind the stove and stay there all day long.
That's about all he does anyways, ain't he?
Well, I know it ain't. Elizabeth keeps chasing him out of there with a broom all the time.
And I don't blame her much, neither.
Anyway, I know how he'd feel, Lum, so I figured I'd just got to be brave about this and let him go. That's all there are to it.
Abner, I've known you for a good many years, and during them years you've had some awful cute ideas. But I believe this outcaps any idea you've ever had.
Not long. You just don't understand how I feel about this. You don't know how much a dog means to a feller.
Well, I do, Donnie. Bound you I've owned as many dogs as you have. How about old Lee?
Yeah, but Blue is different, Lum. Why, he just seems might and I like my own son. Let me just sit down here now and finish this letter while I got it on my mind.
I'll tell you one thing right now. I ain't going to help you write it.
I don't want you to help me. You keep wanting to put in big words, and I don't want them to think that Blue had any help writing this.
For goodness sakes, if this don't beat all.
How do you think the letter sounds so far, Lum?
Don't ask me. I don't know how a letter from a dog's supposed to sound.
Well, I just want to keep it sort of simple sounding.
Don't worry, it is.
You see here, I am 13 year old. I am in good health, except for one bad ear. I am, I am black and tan, sort of. I don't bite people. I don't smoke.
Smoke?
Yeah.
For goodness sakes, dogs don't smoke.
Why, they do, too. I seen a picture of one once that did. It was in that Ripley's column that showed a picture of a bulldog, I believe it was, smoking away on a cigar just as big as life.
Well, that could be, I reckon.
And I don't want them to think that old Blue's picked up any bad habits like that. Oh, sir, put that down. Let's see what else. I am a smart dog.
Smarter than his owner, I'll say that for him.
If a stick is thrown, I can bring it back. Better put some times there. He gets stubborn about that at
times. If he can stay awake that long.
I am well thought of amongst my neighbors. How you spell neighbors, Lum? Is it N-A-Y or N-A-I?
Granny, this is the most comical thing I ever heard of.
Now, Lum, don't laugh about this now.
I can't help it, Abner.
Well, you just don't realize what a sad thing this is, Lum. I'm making a patriotic sacrifice, and you just stand there laughing at me.
Well, it's dadgum silly.
Well, it might be to you, but I'll tell you, this is the saddest one day of my life. So that if there's just some good legal way of getting him deferred, I believe I'd do it.
Well, how could you get a dog deferred?
I don't know. I can't think of no reason. He ain't got no dependents. That's why I'm writing this letter for him. So that reminds me, too, I better get him down here so as he can sign it.
So as he can sign it?
Well, I'll put his paw mark on it. I'll dip his front paw in ink and then have him step on the letter. That way, why, they'll know for sure he wrote it himself, you know. I reckon I better call Elizabeth, too.
Abner, if you don't cut this out, folks are going to start thinking you're catching a head.
Not if they're dog lovers, they won't. I want to get this letter in the mail just quick as I can. Long as he's going, he might as well not wait around here. Hello? Elizabeth? Say, honey, will you holler over next door and have the little Quincy boy bring old Blue down here at the store?
For goodness sake.
Oh! Yeah, well, see if you can get in touch with Cedric in and tell him to bring him right over here.
Sillier about that dog than he is his daughter.
All right, Elizabeth. Goodbye. Dog as he's followed Cedric Summers, I just hope old Blue don't get lost.
Well, he won't. Cedric will lead him home.
Yeah, let's see. I better finish this letter, I guess. Or maybe I wrote down enough already. I don't know. What do you think, Lum?
You had enough wrote down a long time ago, if you ask me.
Well, I believe you're right. They wouldn't expect a dog to write a very long letter, I don't reckon. I believe I'll just finish it up right here. Put yours truly. And the paw print goes right there as soon as Blue gets here, and then I'll mail it right away.
Yeah, I know they'd be awful glad to get that letter, too. Down here, they're just sitting there waiting for it.
You reckon the air's short enough, Lum?
Oh, no doubts about it.
Yes, sir, I've just been wondering. Reckon I ought to sort of give a little farewell party for old Blue.
Give a party for him?
Yeah, I'll invite some of the other dogs around the neighborhood. Just his close friends.
For goodness sakes, Abner. Dogs don't go to parties.
Well, they might. They get together and romp around and play. I could get them a batch of horse meat and get them a rubber ball to chase around the yard or some old shoes to chew on or... No, I wouldn't want to waste no shoes that way. Let's see what else could have been.
Good, Abner. I believe this is beginning to affect your mind.
They don't like ice cream. Well, Lum, old Blue is just like one of the family. We've had him for 13 years, and I know I'm going to miss him something awful. I might even just pine plumb away. I don't know.
Well, before you pine away, answer the phone. I believe that's our ring.
I'll get it. Recollect when old Blue's just a little puppy. Hello. Jot 'em down, store, library, Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, yeah, Cedric, did Elizabeth talk to you? Well, whereabouts you at? Are you on the day shift over there now? Oh, I see.
He must be working day and night,
buddy. Hey, well, whereabouts is old Blue? He is? Well, I do know. Oh, no, never mind, Cedric. Oh, just forget about it. I'll see you later. Yeah, goodbye. Where's that letter, Lon?
Wait a minute. What are you tearing the letter up for?
Well, Blue don't have to go into the Army after all.
He don't?
No. Cedric's doing some extra work over at the plant today. He's guarding one of the gates, and old Blue's been helping him guard it.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, don't you see, Lon? Old Blue will be deferred now because he's working in a defense plant.